Remembering their names on 9/11. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
Christian Adams.
Donald Leroy Adams.
One by one, those who lost their lives at the World Trade Center site 21 years ago are being remembered. Moments of silence also held to mark the moments when the Twin Towers were hit by hijacked planes and when they fell. Vice President Kamala Harris is in New York for today's ceremonies. President Biden spoke at the Pentagon after a somber wreath-laying.
We have repaired what was threatened. We fortified what was attacked. The indomitable spirit has never, ever wavered.
He went on to say America's commitment to preventing another terror attack is without end, although some lawmakers are critical of his complete exit from Afghanistan. First Lady Jill Biden spent the morning in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That's where 21 years ago, passengers aboard United Flight 93 foiled the hijackers' plans.
You have stories of pride, of the heroes who stood up to terror despite the danger.
A six-hour journey through Scotland has come to an end in Edinburgh. The casket carrying Queen Elizabeth has arrived in the capital, where she will lie in rest tomorrow. Her state funeral will be held a week from Monday in London.
Really, what she was here was a stability, a dignity, and frankly, a beacon of hope. A beacon of hope during some difficult times over her 70 years. She was not one party or the other. She was not politics.
That's U.S. Ambassador to the United Kingdom, Jane Hartley. She appeared on Fox News Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
To many first responders who answered the call on 9/11, 21 years feels like yesterday.
Many of the first responders who survived the attacks have since died from related illnesses. New York Police Detective Luis Alvarez was 53 years old when he died from complications of cancer linked to the months he spent at Ground Zero. His brother, Phil Alvarez, was a police detective in Suffolk County, New York on 9/11 and has since become a local ambassador to the World Trade Health Program.
Some of them scared to death that some of the 9/11 illnesses that have taken their brothers and sisters are going to catch up to them.
Alvarez says it's also important to remember that programs aimed at researching the link between illness and exposure to Ground Zero need to be funded for the foreseeable future. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Rising crime in Los Angeles hits home for Congresswoman Karen Bass. The Democrat says her home was broken into Friday night. The only things taken were two firearms that were securely stored. Bass is running for mayor against Republican Rick Caruso. A former educator caught on camera in California is now facing criminal charges.
Ryan Volhart will face cruelty charges in a few weeks for an incident that was caught on camera 3 months ago. The former principal at Fresno, California's Walters Elementary School resigned after he was seen on video apparently pushing a special needs student to the ground. School district officials say staff members were trying to calm the student in June when the principal aggressively shoved the student down. The superintendent called the reaction repugnant and reported the incident to Fresno Police and Child Protective Services. Volhart is now scheduled to be arraigned on a willful cruelty to a minor charge on September 26th. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.